This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. What happens next in Iraq after an American is beheaded and another is threatened to be beheaded by the Islamic State? Will there be more troops on the ground?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The world is appalled by the brutal murder of Jim Foley by the terrorist group ISIL. Jim was a journalist, a son, a brother, and a friend. Jim was taken from us in an act of violence that shocks the conscience of the entire world. Jim Foley's life stands in stark contrast to his killers. Let's be clear about ISIL. They have rampaged across cities and villages, killing innocent, unarmed civilians in cowardly acts of violence. They target Christians and religious minorities, driving them from their homes, murdering them when they can, for no other reason than they practice a different religion. ISIL has no ideology of any value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt. But the fact is they terrorize their neighbors and offer them nothing but an endless slavery to their empty vision and the collapse of any definition of civilized behavior.
Very proud of Jim. You know, he was a courageous, fearless journalist, a very compassionate American. I mean, the best of America. And he always hoped that he would come home. That was his hope, and he sustained all the others who were with him, really, with that hope.
The Justice Department is actively pursuing justice in this case, and those who would perpetrate such acts need to understand something. This Justice Department, this Department of Defense, this nation, we have long memories, and our reach is very wide. We will not forget what happened, and people will be held accountable one way or the other.
Today, the American people will all say a prayer for those who love Jim. All of us feel the ache of his absence. All of us mourn his loss. We keep in our prayers those other Americans who are separated from their families. We will do everything that we can to protect our people and the timeless values that we stand for. May God bless and keep Jim's memory, and may God bless the United States of America.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about the situation in Iraq. And, of course, after American photojournalist Jim Foley was beheaded on video by someone from the Islamic State with an English accent. They've even said that it looks like a South London, sounds like a South London accent. And you've got the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. They're doing what they can to try and identify those who may be involved. There are three Brits who were involved, as reports from those who were previously held captive by the Islamic State in the holding of Western captives. So we've got this situation again where there's a question about what the United States, now there's already been an increase in airstrikes. There is a question, I said boots on the ground in the open, and will there be more troops? And I say more troops, there has been an increase in troops in and around Baghdad to secure U.S. interests. So not on the battlefield to fight ISIS. That has not been the case yet. There has been an increase in the airstrikes. Now there's been criticism of President Obama's statement, not from the right, but from the left. We don't play a lot of Chris Matthews from MSNBC on here very much on the broadcast, but take a listen to this. He's talking to Howard Fineman from the Huffington Post, Bite 9.
I don't know why I use the word justice. It's not appropriate here. This is an attack on our country. We have to react to it. Our country versus this group that's declared war on us. Chris, what's justice mean in this kind? I don't know why the word's used, like we're going to go to the world court with this.
Well, and especially since he had previously in that same statement basically depicted them as killers cold-blooded killers who deserve no quarter.
They're all in this. Yeah.
You know, so again, Chris Matthews taking issue with the president's statement that justice will be done, that we're basically going to get involved in a full-scale conflict with the Islamic State. What do you think? Is it time now to go to war with the Islamic State, with ISIL or ISIS, whatever name you prefer? We'll take your phone calls on that, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Whatever the case, we've got to do more to protect Americans. At least three more are being held by the Islamic State. One was featured in that video and threatened to be beheaded. There's at least one or two more, and along with 30 or other 40 Western journalists. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims. A deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255. Or please add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Let me play it for you again. This is President Obama yesterday talking about the brutal murder of American photojournalist Jim Foley at the hands of the Islamic State. It's not at the hands of a specific group of Muslims in the sense that it's coming from one area. You'll know in the video that the person who beheads Jim Foley, the barbarian, if you will, and the terrorist, has a British accent, and it's been identified as a South London accent. So when we say, you know, to identify ISIS with one part of the world or one region, we know that they're a Sunni group, but that their reach and their scope and their recruitment has been truly international, even recruiting from the United States of America. Take a listen to President Obama, bite number four.
When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done, and we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
Now, that's the statement from President Obama that came under criticism by a strong supporter of President Obama's, Chris Matthews from MSNBC. Take a listen to his criticism. I think it's important that we play. It's not just us criticizing or us breaking down. You think it's just conservatives, it's just the right wing, but it's also coming from the left, the far left, and strong supporters, allies of President Obama's. Take a listen, bite nine.
I don't know why I use the word justice. It's not appropriate here. This is an attack on our country. We have to react to it. We're our country versus this group that's declared war on us. Chris, what's justice mean in this kind? I don't know why the word's used, like we're going to go to the world court with this.
Well, and especially since he had previously in that same statement basically depicted them as killers cold-blooded killers who deserve no quarter.
They're all in this. Yeah.
Let me go to David French here, because David, again, this is, you know, breaking down the statement from President Obama, and we were careful yesterday. It was the very end of the broadcast, and, you know, it was somewhat, there were parts of it that sounded strong, parts of it that sounded tough, maybe a precursor to an announcement of a broader engagement against the Islamic State, but the criticism coming from the left is surprising that it's not strong enough. And you have to wonder, is this just their serious concern? Is it because as Americans, that's what I tend to think, is that when you see videos like that, it doesn't really matter what side of the aisle you're on anymore, and you're Republican and your Democrat drops quickly from the end of your name, and you're just an enraged American that wants to see something done. And in this case, they believe that justice wasn't the right word, that it's a war.
Well, right. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but here's where Chris Matthews was right. This is not a criminal justice matter. This is not something you take to a grand jury and then you get an indictment and you read the Miranda rights and you try them in court. This is a matter for this is a military matter. This is an attack on the United States, on an American citizen abroad, a war crime committed against American citizen abroad. It requires a military response. That is the only thing that will affect ISIS. They do not fear a grand jury. They are not deterred by a grand jury. They fear American bombs, American troops, American weapons in the hands of Kurdish militia. That's what they fear.
Folks, we're going to take your phone calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. And if you agree that we need to do more to stop the Islamic State, if you agree that we need to do more to protect the Christians, the Christian minority in Iraq, which is a genocide has been declared, an attempted genocide here, where entire Christian villages that have existed almost since the time of Christ have been eliminated, destroyed, churches converted into Islamic State offices and regional headquarters. If you believe that other religious minorities deserve that protection as well, that you need to stand with us. We've got a petition. We need to keep the pressure on this administration. Is this beheading of an American, which, again, should never have occurred, but does this wake up the administration to the threat that these guys are for real, and it's not just about what's happening in Iraq or to fellow Muslims, as President Obama kept talking about in his remarks, but it's also about taking the war to the United States in the way that they could through video, through production. They cut someone's head off, and that person happens to be a U.S. citizen, an American photojournalist who wasn't on one side or the other, was just reporting the news. Folks, if you agree with us, call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Chuck in North Carolina on line one. Chuck, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, I don't believe President Obama is serious at all. We need to go in there with troops, a large amount of troops, ferret these guys out, get them out of there completely, let them know we mean business, but I don't think it's going to happen. And it's going to end up here. And we're going to be caught with our pants down, so to speak. And right in the middle of an election year, that's the only reason he made this statement. And I regret that I'm not young enough to go volunteer to fight to go over there.
I hope you're wrong, Chuck. But I can see why you're concerned. The idea that this could just be rhetoric. This is an administration that, even when we've had military gains against the Islamic State, they've been pretty. They really haven't wanted to own those gains. I mean, they've really played down our role. And I don't know if that's because of previous missteps in the region that have really gone disastrously, like Libya. Or it's just because, you know, they don't want it to hurt the image that they're trying to create of the United States in the Muslim world. But the truth is, the Islamic State, if you believe what President Obama said, is unjustly killing just as many Muslims. And so this idea that it's about, you know, Christian America versus Islam, that's not the case here. This is a violent terror group that has got genocide plans for Christians and Yazidis, convert or die, and is also killing other Muslims. It's not like they've got a lot of support from our allies in the Muslim world. Call now, folks, if you agree we've got to do more. 877-989-2255. I think we just need the pressure on Washington. The liberal criticism is high here. Take a listen. This is Howard Fineman from the Huffington Post and Chris Matthews. Again, their conversation continued yesterday on MSNBC. Don't play that much on here. Bite 10.
There's a school of thought that says, obviously, this is exactly what ISIL wants. They want to engage him. They want us to attack. Their whole strategy is to push our buttons in a way.
Well, if they
want
to die, help them out.
Well, that's the concern. That's the conundrum that the president has right now.
It's what I've been saying, Andrew, for a long time now. No American president can survive if he lets Iran get nuclear weapons. And no American president can survive if he lets Americans be beheaded on international television with impunity. Impunity. He has to strike back. Well, as an American, it's in our soul.
I agree. 100% with what Chris Matthews said there. Not so much it's about politics and presidents surviving, but the idea here that we cannot let this go with just some airstrikes on the periphery. It can't be with impunity. That, you know what, if Howard Feynman's correct, that this is what ISIS wants, they want to pick a fight with the United States of America, let them pick a fight. They've already done it, folks. There's no more debating that. They've beheaded American, they put it on video, and they broadcast it to the world. They have picked the fight. Now the question is, how do we respond? Now, it's going to be a tough fight. It's not easy battling terrorists. People's lives are at risk. And let me tell you, the pilots who are flying these missions right now, their lives are at risk too. The troops who are securing our compounds in Baghdad, their lives are at risk. The troops serving our country around the world. But they've taken this battle to us. We've now got to respond. And the question is, are we going to respond with more limited and targeted airstrikes, or are we going to really let them have it? Call now if you think enough is enough. That the world's, you know, that the appeasement strategy or the trying to protect certain groups in certain areas from the expansion of ISIS, if you will, this detainment, this somehow kind of that we will be able to prevent the spread of the Islamic State. Call now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Than, right now, Capitol Hill, Congress is on recess. If they're back, would there be anyone who would be, it seems like it would be something to be fully united on in backing the president's decision to take on the Islamic State.
I think you're right about that, Jordan. I think actually the only thing that was missing from the president's statement on behalf of congressional Democrats was more specifics on what we're going to do. And, you know, I've actually heard a couple off the record talk about the soundbite that you just played from Howard Feynman. And where there might be a bit of agreement is that ISIS does want to fight America. They have told us that. They said, see you in New York, and we'll raise the black flag of Allah in the White House. But the foreign policy of this administration, Jordan, they have been trying to change that with appeasement for 6 years. It has failed. They may want to fight, but the only way that we change that is to crush it and defeat it. We can't change their desire to fight by simply going soft on
them. No, we don't want a long-term conflict here. It needs to be quick. It needs to be decisive. It needs to be, we need to match their brutality with the force that America has. I want to leave you with this. If you want to support, call 877-989-2255. We go into this next break. Listen to Diane Foley, the mother of James Foley, who was beheaded by ISIS.
Very proud of Jim. You know, he was a courageous, fearless journalist, a very compassionate American. I mean, the best of America. And he always hoped that he would come home. That was his hope. And he sustained all the others who were with him, really, with that hope.
Folks, we'll be right back. If you want to stand against the Islamic State, call 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered, by radical Muslims, a deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal, remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or please add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air now, we are going to be taking your phone calls. We were talking about what's happening with the Islamic State. They have beheaded an American, James Foley. They've threatened to behead another American journalist who is in there. They showed in the same video. There are reports that there are one or two other Americans in the custody being held hostage by the Islamic State, that they were even making demands to the employers of these journalists for $100 million, $135 million ransoms to try if they wanted to see the release. But obviously things took a turn when the U.S. began its air campaign to protect religious minorities like the Christians and the Yazidis, who the Islamic State had a genocide plan for, the convert or die strategy. And of course, now that ISIS has said they've really brought the war to our doorstep as much as they can right now. They have executed an American by beheading on video and sent it out to the world. That's a declaration of war. Now, the question is, how do we respond? Is it just with more airstrikes? Are people still weary about more boots on the ground and fighting ISIS directly? It's a debate to have on the broadcast. It's a debate we'll talk about on the air, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Ishmael calling in from California on line four. Ishmael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. I was in the Marine Corps, you know. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years. I volunteered. I did it when I was 18.
Thank you.
I'm a foreigner, and they accepted me with my alien card. They gave me my citizenship in the Marine Corps, and I'm very grateful for that. And I went to the Middle East, right? Thank God I did not go to war. I did not see combat. Thank God, but I was there. I usually listen to this radio station, and I'm just surprised when I turned it on today, they're talking about waging war.
I mean, I think that there's been a war declared. You were in the military, so when a group beheads an American citizen, a group which we're already engaged in an air campaign against, there's the idea of a just war. I can't think of a situation to be more just. I mean, it's a group that has threatened to do this to all Americans. They have taken significant territory in the Middle East. They have significant resources. They've threatened terror attacks around the world. They're recruiting foreigners to join their ranks, and they have foreigners in their ranks. So I don't understand, Ishmael. It's not waging war. It's responding to someone who has declared war on us, and they've taken a very brutal stance. And so, I'm judging from your name, you may have a different religious viewpoint than I do, but the idea here that this group is also killing a lot of Muslims, mostly Muslims. So the idea here, you're not seeing the Muslim world is not saying, oh, don't go to war with the Islamic State. In fact, we've been welcomed into the region once again to put a stop to them.
Okay, you make a good point, and I think you muted me right there, but being that I was in the Marine Corps, you can't believe everything you listen or watch on TV.
Wait, do you not believe the video? You don't think that the guy was executed?
You research for yourself, man. Don't believe everything you hear.
Wait. Jim, let me say, Ishmael, you don't think that Jim Foley was executed by the Islamic State? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you don't think
the Islamic State is killing Christians? I mean, they're not trying to hide who they are.
This is a group that... Just don't believe everything you hear and say. That's all I'm saying.
But,
okay?
You know, I've got David French, who's joining us now and works at the ACLJ. David was there. And unlike you, Ishmael, did see active duty during the Iraq War. And David, this idea, this is the conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to discount Ishmael's service to our country, but that doesn't let him get away with coming up with conspiracies on the broadcast. And ISIS, of all the groups in the world, they're making no secret about who they are, and they're not. We're not having to put together secret intelligence reports here. They're broadcasting it to the world.
I would say that ISIS's crimes are about the most well documented of any, it's the most well-documented criminal terrorist gang in the world. I mean, this is something where you're talking about uniting the vast majority, even of the Muslim world, against them. you're talking about videotape beheadings. I mean, you can look and see the video evidence all over the place. When I was in Iraq, now let's not forget, this is the same group we fought in Iraq. They just changed their name. When I was there, I saw with my own eyes their war crimes again and again and again. I wish I could unsee some of those things. So I'm not relying just on news reports. I'm relying on what I've seen with my own eyes. And, you know, that camera did not lie. The camera that showed that beheading did not lie. And that act directly against an American citizen demands an American response. Our government must protect our citizens.
Folks, if you agree, call now. Add your name to our petition, putting pressure on Washington, D.C. It's toll-free number 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition at aclj.org. How much more do we have to take? The genocide of Christians, the genocide of religious minorities, and now the beheading of an American citizen and the threatened beheading of another American, and it's done at the hands of jihadists who were recruited from overseas, from the West, with South London accents. And the British government's getting pretty close to identifying who these people were. So this is not just some group operating in the caves of Afghanistan. They are coming from the suburbs of the Western world. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Than Bennett again. Than, the idea here, you know, it is uncommon and rare in Washington to see the left, to see the MSNBC talking heads like Chris Matthews come out and really criticize the president at a time like this, at a time when actually the president gets a lot of deference. And you have people like former Vice President Dick Cheney, who doesn't agree with President Obama on a whole lot. But he still had some faith in after the president's remarks. And yet it was Chris Matthews and some liberals who were offended by the tone and by the language that was used. And so this sets up a situation where Congress could come back in the next couple of weeks and unite around the same message, whether that, and maybe not see the divisiveness that we've seen the past couple of years.
It really is a rare thing in Washington, D.C., Jordan. But I will tell you, I have not heard a single person here who is where our last caller was, Ismail. Nobody believes that ISIS is not a threat to the world. In fact, I thought maybe the best phrase I heard from this administration actually came from Secretary Kerry, who just simply said, ISIS must be destroyed. Now, how that's accomplished, they vary somewhat in their strategy. But what basically even every Democrat is calling for from this administration, this president, is a strategy to see ISIS destroyed. Maybe later in the broadcast we can play some sound from Tulsi Gabbard, who basically said, listen, I want to make sure that whatever strategy we deploy, whether it's bombing, boots on the ground, whatever, makes sure that it takes the enemy out. I'm not looking to push them back. I'm looking to take them out.
Here's the Wall Street Journal. Yet it is not clear that Mr. Obama is willing to admit even now that America is at war against ISIS. American bombs are hitting ISIS Humvees in northern Iraq, but Mr. Obama continues to limit the military mission to preventing genocide against the Yazidi minority and protecting the U.S. consulate in Erbil. This is a defensive containment strategy. It is not a strategy for killing and defeating ISIS. We believe that that's the case now, that we need that strategy, killing and defeating, destroying the Islamic State once and for all, not containing them. Call now if you agree, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign the petition at aclj.org.
Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or please add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Again, from the Wall Street Journal. It is not clear that President Obama is willing to admit, even now, that America is at war against ISIS. While bombs are hitting ISIS Humvees in northern Iraq, Mr. Obama continues to limit the military mission to preventing genocide against the Yazidi minority and protecting the U.S. consulate in Erbil. This is a defensive containment strategy. It is not a strategy for killing and defeating ISIS. And this is a discussion happening today, Dad, which is, do we now shift from not just trying to contain ISIS, not just trying to protect religious minorities or the Christians or the Yazidis or U.S. interests there like our consulates and embassies, but do we now accept that ISIS has declared war on us and let them have the U.S. response that we know we've got ready to go?
Yeah. In the words of a colleague of mine when I was at Oxford, who was the tutor in charge of this whole program, crush them. And this is a guy that's a guy that says, you know, you can negotiate and mediate with just about anybody. But with ISIS, he said, there's only one response that's going to work. Crush them. But I'll tell you how tone deaf the president of the United States is. When you listen to this speech yesterday, with all due respect to the office of the president, and I don't like ISIS, you know, threatening the president. I said that yesterday, and I'll say it again. You know, when they say, Obama, this guy's the other journalist they have, rests in your head. You're threatening the president of the United States? Look, we're Americans. I respect the office of the presidency. But let me tell you what does not help. A ridiculous line like number five here. Listen to this.
There has to be a common effort to extract this cancer so that it does not spread. There has to be a clear rejection of these kind of nihilistic ideologies. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century.
Well, gee, does it have a place in the 20th century or maybe the 17th century? I mean, what? Who is writing this stuff? Maybe it's the summer team that's up there with them in Martha's Vineyard. But, I mean, who is writing this? That in the 21st century we went through this. But, you know, in 1976, it would be perfectly understandable. And how about this one? Their nihilistic ideologies. How about saying this? We need to blow them into eternity. They want eternity. They always say they want to see what their afterlife is going to be like. Well, I'm not a warmonger, but let me tell you something, folks. You cut the head off an American. You threaten the presidency of the United States, which basically they did, and our response is they're nihilistic ideologies, and in the 21st century, we don't do this? Yeah, really? That's what we do? You know, when you cut out a cancer, you're trying to, let me explain this to the president, he's not a medical doctor, I know that. You're trying to kill the cancer. So when you radiate it or use chemotherapy, you are trying to kill the cancer. So if this is a cancer, and that's not the analogy I would have used, you got to end this. And we're playing games with American lives at stake and, frankly, with a Christian population that is being wiped out. I was just on the interview with Michael Youssef. And, I mean, everybody's saying it. The Pope is saying it. The president can't seem to utter the words David French, but the president, you know, the Pope seems to can say it and everybody else.
Absolutely. You know, in this idea, they go back to this again and again, that somehow history takes care of itself.
Yeah, right. Well,
just the forward march of time solves all problems.
Yeah.
That's absurd. You have to resist, oppose, defeat, and crush ISIS, or history will turn out badly.
You know, Jordan, you close this segment out here, but I mean, this whole idea that in the 21st century we think this is wrong, I would have thought in about 1840 they would have thought it was wrong too.
Well, it's in a Wall Street Journal editorial I just tweeted out about what will you do now, Mr. President, and the Wall Street Journal editorial board writes, ISIS will not fail because Barack Obama reached out his hand in peace on Inauguration Day. They will not fail because of a progressive vision that mankind has finally in the 21st century reached some higher level of being. Like every evil in human history, ISIS will stop only when it is forced to stop. This means only when enough of its fanatics have been killed. That's the point we're at now, folks. But the question is, what will the president do? Call now if you believe we've got to do more. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org.
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered, by radical Muslims, a deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to the phones. Many of you have been holding on to talk about the question, which has been posed in a lot of editorials and a lot of news. What does President Obama do now that ISIS has declared war, not just on Iraqi Christians, not just on religious minorities, not just on other Muslims, but now by beheading an American, videotaping it, broadcasting it to the world, on all of us? What does he do now? What do you think he should do now? Let's go to Beachy in Michigan on line one. Beachy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Hello, and thank you so much. But I just want to say that I do not believe one word that came out of that president's, not him, I mean Mr. Obama's mouth. He was insincere. If he was so sincere, then why hasn't he got Pastor Saeed out of there? He's a father. He's a son.
Well, I can't, look, the president's called for the direct release of Pastor Saeed to the president of you know, Iran. So, Jordan, I don't want to go there on this because I don't think that's right. But I think the tone, and I'd like to get Jordan and Thans, you guys are in Washington right now, the tone of what he said was not very encouraging in the sense of that we're going to end this problem. I mean, it was this kind of, you got this sense that he was going through, David said this during the break, and I think it's right, this kind of, you know, taking the words from the culture war in this day and time, you know, we're the wrong side of history. There's no history that supports what these ISIS is doing. I mean, they've done this in the past, but never with this lethality. Go ahead.
This is what makes me nervous, though, even with Saeed's situation. And that's because this morning on CNN, actually, they had a clip of, and they had an image up, a graphic that they created of Americans who were known to be held hostage abroad. And alongside the other individual who was shown in the video as the next American who would be headed by the Islamic State was Saeed Abedini. And so this idea that the whole image of what we portray to the world, what is acceptable to do to American and treat Americans, what we will take from governments or terror groups, you know, when CNN starts including Saeed next to people who are being held captive, held hostage, and threatened to be beheaded by ISIS, I can understand why the caller is concerned that this is a part of a bigger problem.
Well, no, look, I mean, I wasn't aware. I've been, you know, working on this other matter this morning, so I was not aware that they did. I think that is a horrible juxtaposition to have Saeed Abedini's picture next to an American that was beheaded. You don't even want to plant that thought process. And, of course, we're negotiating, David, with the Iranians. So you would, you know, I mean, I guess you got to, CNN should have used more sense on this. But this is part of the problem. I mean, this the taking of American hostages you can do now with impunity because no one's doing anything about it. That's the problem.
Right. I mean, that precedent has been set for a while. And here's what I don't get. I don't get this idea about leaking the failed rescue mission. You know what that does?
Well, he was trying to. I think what they were trying to do is say, "Oh, well, we tried to do something. It wasn't like we just let this take place."
Right, but you know, when you leak a military failure, you empower your enemy. You embolden your enemy. You tell your enemy that, "Oh, we are not as vulnerable as we thought we might be." I really don't get that. I think it sent a signal of weakness, not strength.
Well, I think that I think you're right. And there's, you know, when you read history, it's, you know, governments run into trouble when their allies have a weak leader also. So what happens is it's not just that you've got a strong opposition, but your allies are weak. And when your allies are weak and have weak leaders, you have no confidence in your ability to engage. And I think we're seeing that. You know who's coming to the forefront here, which is interesting, is the fact is David Cameron. And the British, and even the French to that extent, I mean, are ready to go. So, you know, Jordan, you got this kind of very unusual situation developing right now that I think puts the United States in the world opinion, we're becoming a less significant player, although we still have the strongest military in the world. I don't want to denigrate our military in any way.
That's right. We can quickly change that tone and the world's tone. But they do. I mean, we've seen these groups time after time. We've seen regimes. We've seen terror groups try to test how far they can go before the United States decides to crush them. How many people can they kill? How many Christian villages can they eradicate? How many Yazidis can they force to convert to Islam or kill? You know, how many churches can they destroy? How many Americans can they behead before that we bring the war directly to them, that we don't wait? And it's a post 9/11 mentality that I think that's one thing these terror groups may not completely understand about the United States of America, is that though many Iraqis fear them, we don't. We know ultimately that we can win the battle against the Islamic State. The question is, when and where does that battle occur?
No, I think that's exactly correct. I think that's it's right now. It's not an if; it's going to be a have to. I mean, the president's going to have to do this, and the country's going to have to do this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than, how's this going to play out politically? I mean, I hate bringing politics in it in one sense because you've got Republicans and Democrats. We have that soundbite from the Democratic Congresswoman. I think let's find one of those and play it. But I want Than to comment first. Politically, how do you see it?
Well, I think it really goes to the last caller's point, Jay. I mean, I think that yesterday Republicans and Democrats were virtually unanimously lined up to support the president. They were hoping for leadership from him. They were ready to support a message of strength that he came out with. But I got to be honest with you. What I am hearing from offices today is that they feel the president went to the microphone and he gave them nothing to react to. He didn't give them something to come out today and say, yes, I support this strategy, even if it wasn't specific. He just said nothing. He was weak, and so there's not really a whole lot for them to hold on to. So I think he had a coalition there, Jay, and unfortunately it's not as strong today as it was yesterday because he gave them nothing.
I want to play Tulsi Gabbard's bite here, number 30, but then I want to ask David French a question. And by the way, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's play bite number 30.
As we heard from White House officials last week, they said, and I quote, "These airstrikes are not an authorization of a broad-based counterterrorism campaign against ISIS," end of quote. So if our mission is not to take out the Islamic extremists who continue to threaten and wage war against us, then I think we've got a real problem here. If we focus on that mission, which I think we should, then we can look at what are the tactics that we need to take them out.
Well, that's a Democratic congresswoman who served in Iraq. And I couldn't agree more. And David, you're saying the problem is we still have no policy. And folks, policies are based on principles. You can't have abstract policies in dealing with tyrants. You've got to have a principled policy that no matter where it goes, you stick to that policy if the policy is correct.
That's right. I mean, there's no apparent strategic vision here. Everything is small ball. Everything is tactical. We're going to take this dam. We're going to stop this advance. And that's important. But there has to be an overall strategy. Now, it is possible that he has articulated that strategy to the Joint Chiefs and that that is confidential. Sure. But as of right now, there is no publicly articulated strategy or even vision for what to do about the world's largest, most wealthy, and powerful jihadist army.
And that is a, folks, that is something we have not dealt with as a people yet. So I think you got to realize what we've got. Let me do this. We're going to, Jordan, let's grab another call here before the break, but we are taking yours at 1-800-684-3110. And we're getting close to, it looks like we're going to cross 225,000 signatures online and with phone calls more than that in the next day or so. We want to get up to 250,000. We're going to make the case for people that can't speak out for themselves. You could do that at ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's grab a call quickly here.
Yep, let's go to George in Maryland, line 6. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George.
Yeah, thank you so much. You all are doing an incredible job.
Thank you.
You're just awesome what y'all are doing. I usually don't go for starting wars, but I think this is like martial arts. When you throw your first punch, you stated your intentions. They have thrown their first punch.
Yep.
They beheaded American. We need to go over there and just drone them silly. Don't put no boots on the ground. Put gunpowder and bombs on the ground.
Well, listen. George, that's it. You know what? You're right. They struck first, and we've got to respond. I'm not going to get into the military strategy because I'm not an expert in that. But I will tell you that, and we've got experts that are. But I think you're right. Decisive action has to be taken, and Jordan, frankly, that's what's lacking here. All right, let's let everybody know, Jordan, how they can sign up. We're going to get to 250,000, I think, in the next few days here with phone calls, or certainly over 230,000. Also, don't forget our ACLJ matching challenge at ACLJ.org. But go ahead, Jordan.
Yep. Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. You believe the war has got to be brought to the Islamic State now that they have really declared war on the United States. It's not just a regional conflict. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, and there's a lot to stay updated on here. So follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Check out ACLJ.org, our news section, and get involved. Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. It's a petition. We need you to join. We need this pressure on Washington. Call again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims, a deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want to go right to those calls. We're talking about the situation now in Iraq with the Islamic State, Iraq and Syria, and the beheading of American journalist James Foley, the threatened beheading of yet another American journalist, and we know that there are at least one or two other Americans being held hostage by ISIS, along with about 30 or 40 Western journalist. So this parade of beheadings on the broadcast to the world, it could be very much a reality. We hope and pray it is not, and there's potential that we could do things to stop that. But we'll get right back to the phones now. Let's go to Gary in Michigan on line three. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. I'm just calling about that Marine, so-called Marine, who actually called in and said he only served 4 years but no combat. I'm a 22-year veteran and been over there numerous times, and I taste the same dirt and sweat the same blood and tears as everybody else. So that guy has no place to talk when it comes to situations like this over in Iraq.
Oh, I think he was a total conspiracy theorist, Gary. Let me thank you for your service. And, you know, if he did serve, and we'll take him at his word, we thank him for his service, but that doesn't allow someone to, you don't just give them a pass to make up things and to come up with conspiracies and to spout inaccuracies and untruths on a radio broadcast. And so thank you for your service as well, Gary. And, you know, this whole idea, again, this is not a situation where we're relying on intelligence from the CIA to determine whether we should go to battle here. This is not a situation where you're going to have to rely on, do you trust your government? This is a group that's broadcasting its atrocities to the world. They are not making any mistakes about who they are. They're not hiding who they are. They're not trying to put the blame on someone else. They're doing this openly, publicly. They're producing videos and showing you just how brutal they are.
Oh, they absolutely are. I mean, these people are, they have absolutely no conscience. They have absolute, they're psychopaths. I think that's the best description I've heard of them from Dexter Filkins in The New Yorker. They are psychopaths. And I tell you, our previous caller, Gary, you know, he is exactly, the spirit that he's displaying right there is what I'm hearing from fellow vets around the country. The anger, the rage to defend Americans, that's why people sign up. People sign up to defend Americans and to fight those who would try to kill innocent Americans. And so, you know, I tell you, I've rarely in recent years seen so much unanimity online and expressed from veterans saying, we have to do something because these guys, we know what the enemy is like. We know what their intentions are, and we know that they will not stop unless they are defeated utterly.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you believe we've got to take the fight directly to ISIS, not just limited airstrikes and a containment strategy, call now, add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. LaTanya calling in from Virginia, line 5. LaTanya, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, just want to say I teach history, and you know I'm thinking about everything that I'm hearing. I'm a United States veteran as well. There are some things, a lot of things that I don't agree with this particular administration. But what I'm not hearing is how, you know, everyone is bashing the president about what he didn't do, what he should do, what he could do. I have yet to hear the piece when we go to war, when we go at ISIS, where do the people of the United States go? What bomb shelters do we go to? Where, how does he protect us in the United States? I think that, you know, if you look back and you see the Cuban Missile Crisis, where the missiles were aimed at Florida, where would those people have gone? 9/11 was devastating. And I don't even think that it's a matter of not going after.
Yeah, but as a history teacher, you know that this is a different battle. I mean, this is not a country. The Islamic State doesn't have nukes pointed at us, and there's not. It's the 9/11 was planes being flown into buildings. This was not something. It wasn't a plan for strategy. Yes, the Islamic State could try and likely, you know, they already are trying to get lone wolf, I'd say, like Boston Marathon style terror attacks occurring in the United States. But we don't back down as a country because someone threatens us with terror.
That's
never have.
What I'm saying. One thing I will say, you know, I've heard a lot of Christians call in. Number one, we're failing to pray. You know, as Christians, I believe that there's been a lot of back down with Christians in general. Taking a stand for who Christ was. We're not praying like we should be. But what I'm saying is, if we do, you know, nobody's going to openly talk about their God because they're afraid of what might come of that. But the question
I'm not following you there. I don't know who's afraid of what. James Foley was praying in captivity and talked about it. You know, he was praying. He's a Christian. And so, you know, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. I think
people
there are Americans.
I've been asking people to pray for the whole week, as I said yesterday.
President Obama asked people to pray for the family. I'm not really sure, not really following the caller's comments. And, you know, I think this whole idea that we have to be afraid of terror is a very dangerous strategy viewpoint.
No, we can't operate in a fear model, which is what that sounds like. Let's try to get another phone call in here.
Sure, we'll go back to the phones. Carrie in California, line one. Carrie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, guys. Carrie. I just want to know how we can get a captive like Bergdahl, a traitor like Bergdahl, out of captivity, but not these guys.
Yeah, good. You know, good question. David worked the region militarily. I'm sure there was a really valiant effort. I don't doubt that for a moment. But this is not easy country to find people.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, look. Foley was executed in ISIS-held territory in Syria. I mean, this is the heart of darkness. I mean, this is a spot where, you know, Syrian government doesn't go, other rebel groups don't go, and it is very hard to find one person. I mean, it took us years to find Osama bin Laden.
And to penetrate those areas is really difficult.
Incredibly risky, incredibly tough. That's why, you know, we keep saying it, that ISIS is the most powerful jihadist army in the world. That makes it tough to fight them. It is not an easy matter.
Having said that, I don't doubt for a moment that the United States military, and certainly with our allies in Britain and France and other countries as well, can annihilate them. That's the word I said. I believe we can annihilate them, and I don't think it would take that long to do it. This is not. This wouldn't be Afghanistan. You'd have a different kind of approach here. I mean, you'd have to really, you got to knock them out, and it takes a knockout punch. I mean, it's got to be the full force. Remember shock and awe? Yeah, that's what it needs. Because let me tell you something. They reeled from even those limited airstrikes. They really reeled from those limited airstrikes. If we had the full force and power of the United States Air Force, Navy, Army, and Marines going in there, even if you don't put boots on the ground. Let me ask really in 10 seconds, David. There is hesitance. People are very concerned about boots on the ground. There are ways to do it without that, right?
Well, look, we have better allies on the ground than we've ever had before. We have the Peshmerga, and we have Iraqi special forces that fought well around Mosul. So we have allies on the ground.
All right. So in a sense, there are boots on the ground that are allies in the United States. All right, Jordan, that's going to do it. Let's get people also to support our matching challenge campaign just last day at ACLJ.org.
Yep, you can do that at ACLJ.org. You'll see matching challenge right on the homepage. Anything you donate will be doubled for us at the ACLJ. So you can do that, again, at ACLJ.org or by phone, 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or call now, 877-989-2255.
Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or please add your name online, aclj.org.